Regularly that I'm from Millicent. I love my part of the world, the Green Triangle. I'm very proud of everything that it does. Kingston is the home, as we know, of Larry the Lobster. It also could be the home of a $1.75 billion offshore wind farm. It is planned for Kingston, about 10 kilometres off the coast of Kingston. SA Offshore Wind Farm, which is a subsidiary of the UK-based Australis Energy, have this project where they want to put this huge wind farm just off the coast of Kingston. That, you would think, would be a good thing. Green energy, create jobs, but it does have some environmental groups understandably a little bit concerned. The spokesperson for Encounter Wales is Elizabeth Steele Collins. She joins me this afternoon. Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time.
Hello, Nick. Yes.
What concerns you with the wind farm?
Look, it's a tricky one. It's actually quite hard because we are all for, you know, in this age of climate change, we're all for renewable green energy sources. And any decision to minimise the use of fossil fuels. So here we have this offshore wind farm proposal, and it's pretty big. We're talking up to 75 turbines out there, but it also is the area, the site they're proposing is part of a migration corridor for the endangered southern right whales. So a corridor where they travel, and as we know, whales travel. They come a long way to get to our coastline of southern Australia, and to be moving along a corridor and then to have this, I guess the construction phase of it is of significant, you know, concern, because of, well, actually the significant impact that things like pile driving, massive pile driving to build this wind farm. So, yeah, we're really concerned that it does involve a migration corridor, which the Commonwealth have listed as a biologically important area. And really, it could put the whales off, and we've listed things in the Commonwealth Conservation Management Plan for the southern right whale, and they list threats to the population. Sure. And they include noise interference, habitat disturbance, and vessel interactions.
Of course. Elizabeth, I cannot agree with you 100% more. Like, it doesn't quite make sense. Now, yes, we're all for green energy, and that's the way that we need to go. It doesn't make sense to put it in this spot. In my opinion, you've got totally valid reasons, I would have thought. We're not talking about one or two turbines, as you mentioned. This is anywhere from 40 to 75. There must be a better spot for it, surely.
One would hope so, because, I mean, this is an environmentally sensitive area, so significant impact. It goes against Commonwealth Conservation Management Plan for the recovery of the southern right whale, which are listed as endangered. What's more concerning, it's not the only wind farm that this company has proposed, offshore wind farm. There's another one at the same time planned to start construction, I think it's 2025, and be operating by summer 2026, and that's off Portland. Now, that is also a migration corridor for the endangered southern right whale. So we're talking like two big offshore wind farms in sensitive areas and within, what, 250 kilometres of each other? Mm.
Elizabeth, it ticks every box. 600 megawatts, it'll power 400,000 homes, it'll employ 100 full-time people, it's green energy, they all get ticks. What doesn't get a tick is affecting southern right whales, and I saw that the people from Foreshore Birds South Australia and the southeast, they're worried about their curlew sandpipers and the eastern curlew. So again, why would you have something so great in a spot that is not great, that will be green in one hand, but on the other hand, will affect these magnificent creatures in their natural habitat, all of a sudden having to look out for poles and for look out for other vessels that are going out for maintenance or whatever, and noise and everything else that goes with it. Where do you go from here? How, apart from getting some publicity for it and sort of standing up and letting people know about it, Elizabeth, what can you do?
Well, I think the good thing is that a full environmental impact assessment will be done, because when it went before the EPBC Act referral, it was deemed a controlled action. So I think it's automatic that a full environmental impact assessment will be done. I think too that what we need to realise is it's, the construction is going to have significant impact, and the fact that this is a matter of national environmental significance, it needs to come under the spotlight, in that the construction, if it took place in whale season, you know, like, well, I guess what we're saying is the construction with all the pile driving, we're talking evidently 10 metre diameter of these big, you know, piles that will need to be put in. And out there in the migratory corridor where that has been classified for migration and also resting. Now, a whale's not going to want to rest when there's big, loud pile driving, you know? It's like we had pile driving happening in Encounter Bay for this season, and we believe it did have some impact on the whales. But the pile driving in Encounter Bay is nothing compared to the pile driving that will be involved with this big wind farm.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And I know, Elizabeth, out of my hometown in Millicent, we have a massive wind farm, and it's fantastic. It does not. The whales are not going to just dodge the area and say, okay, well, look, there's some work going on here, let's move. The birds aren't going to do the same. So surely common sense would prevail. We'll watch this with interest. Keep fighting the good fight, Elizabeth, you and the team from Encounter Whales, and so too the people from Shorebirds SE. I hope that common sense comes into play here and we can find another spot. It's windy enough, the southeast. Surely we can do it where it's not 10 km off the coast of Kingston.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Elizabeth Steele Collins. So a lot of money, $1.75 billion, 100 jobs, 400,000 homes, tick, 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 green energy, all for it. Don't put it in front of the southern right whales. Don't affect the bird life. Surely there are other spots that can happen. And again, 40 to 75 turbines. Imagine the mess and the noise and the disruption to the native flora and fauna in that area during that period. Makes no sense whatsoever. Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate your time. Charlie on the text, 0448 08 1395. If you put enough windmills around the planet one day, Leith, we're going to take off into space. Maybe, Charlie. It's the way to go. Just don't put it in a whale lane, surely. It's like, I refer to this all the time, but it's so brilliant. You know the commercial for the tacos where the girl says, why can't we have both? Why can't we have both? Why can't we have wind turbines and not disrupt whales? Wouldn't have thought it's that hard. 18 minutes to four. Your calls, and we're going to talk about the earthquake this morning next.
What makes an iconic South